Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Today in Business from Wired. Brought to you by Lucky Charms Magical Mission. Add a little fun to your family's morning and join Lucky the Leprechaun on an interactive adventure through 8 magical charm lands to restore magic. Available on your smart speaker. Just say open Lucky Charms Magical Mission or search for it wherever you listen to podcasts. California lawmakers push for more diversity in the boardroom. If it succeeds, AB 979 would require Facebook, Netflix, NVIDIA, Salesforce, and others to add directors of color. By Sydney Fussell. Silicon Valley's diversity initiatives have produced only middling results. The share of Facebook employees who are Black or Latinx, for example, has inched up to 10% from 6% in 2014. Black Facebook employees say they still endure discrimination at work. Google's numbers are similar, 10% in 2020, up from 5% in 2014, amid recent reports of unfair treatment from non-white employees. A bill under consideration in the California legislature aims to tackle the problem from the top down. Assembly Bill 979 would require the more than 600 publicly traded companies headquartered in California to include people of color on their boards of directors by 2023 or face fines of up to $300,000 annually. This is California's second attempt at legislation boardroom diversity. A 2018 law requires publicly traded companies to have at least one woman on their boards. Before the law's passage, nearly one-third of publicly traded California companies had all-male boards. Since the law took effect, women have accounted for nearly 45% of new board hires, according to Bloomberg. The bill's backers hope it will compel a similar shift in board recruitment for people of color. AB 979's authors tell Wired the country's long summer of reckoning with race lends urgency to diversity initiatives, but tackling them through legislation is still complicated. Those at the top of the corporate pyramid are the ones making critical decisions on who gets hired, where resources are allocated, and who gets to move up in society, says State Assembly member David Chu, one of the bill's authors. And so it's critical that corporate leadership reflects the diversity of our state and our country. AB 979 would require companies to have one or more people of color on their boards, depending on the board size. Companies with a board of at least 9 members must have at least 3 non-white members. A few big tech companies today fall short of that, including Salesforce, Netflix, NVIDIA, and Facebook. Each will have to add at least one person from an underrepresented minority by 2023 to comply with the bill should it become law. None of those companies responded to a request for comment. The bill is among hundreds awaiting final action by the California legislature, which adjourns on Monday. It faces little organized opposition, but sponsors say they're unsure if it will make it through the pack for a final vote. Supporters include the Silicon Valley Leadership Group, which represents more than 350 companies, including most big names in tech. The business imperative around authentic change as it relates to diversity is more clear than it ever has been, says Ahmad Thomas, the group CEO. AB 979 is a robust approach to a long-standing problem, but raises a complicated question. who counts as an underrepresented minority. The bill defines the category as someone who self-identifies as Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, Native American, Native Hawaiian, or Alaskan Native. Gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender employees also qualify as underrepresented. But those categories may not fit nearly with how people identify. Uber, for example, has two directors from outside the U.S., neither of whom fit any of the bill's categories. CEO Dara Khosrowshahi, who was born in Iran, and Yasser al-Rumian of Saudi Arabia. Prospective board members who look white may nonetheless have non-white or mixed-race parents. Combating discrimination means engaging with race, but judging someone's status as underrepresented based on race, or worse, phenotype, is unsettling. Assemblymember Chris Holden, another sponsor of the bill, acknowledges the complexity, but says the bill is the first step in a longer, iterative process. I think the bill is really looking for those who would self-identify and describe themselves to fit one of these categories, he says. Progress sometimes just takes one step at a time, and that's what this bill is designed to do. It's not perfect. The bill would require companies to submit annual reports on board composition. Holden says the plan is to compile this data and potentially adjust the law over time. This includes adding nuance to the definition of underrepresented. For now, however, he hopes the bill supplements the changes from the 2018 law. While it's important to build a coalition, the authors recognize that different groups face different barriers. Black and Latinx workers, for example, face historically low recruitment numbers that haven't budged much over the years. This is very different from Asians, who are well represented at technical levels in Silicon Valley, but face different issues in corporate advancement. At Google, for example, 42% of the U.S. workforce is Asian, but only 30% of people in leadership roles. Facebook's workforce is roughly 44% Asian, but its leadership is only 25%. In 2005, consultant Jane Hyun coined the term bamboo ceiling to describe the paradox faced by many Asian workers kept from leadership roles. Each of our communities are challenged in different ways when it comes to corporate advancement, says Chu, who is the chair of the legislature's Asian and Pacific Islander Caucus. Part of what we wanted to do with this bill was to help level the playing field with policies that are broad enough so that every community could benefit. He says the so-called model minority stereotype that Asians perform well often masks the challenge that our communities are facing. Some businesses may be wary of the resources needed to change board demographics. A 2018 study from researchers at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill found that the value of California firms suffered compared with similar firms headquartered elsewhere after the bill requiring women on boards became law. Companies that had to add the most women to their boards suffered the most. The authors theorized that the companies that needed to add more women had to spend more money to do so, hurting returns. That's the short-term view. In the long term, the authors considered the changes ultimately may lead to improved outcomes for the firms. If companies are struggling to find qualified talent, the problem doesn't rest solely with prospective hires. I'm not going to sit back and allow companies to make an excuse that the talent is not there, says Thomas, the Silicon Valley Leadership Group CEO. We want to open up an entire new set of opportunities to people who have been excluded from many of the conversations that they deserve to be a part of. Companies have often pointed to a pipeline problem, referring to a small talent pool of qualified individuals who have difficulty finding their way to companies. Holden and Thomas proposed a different framing, that companies have myopic networks that aren't designed to bring in new talent. You go to the same headhunter. The headhunter goes out and finds the same people they normally look for, Holden says. By having this law, maybe companies need to find some diversity in hiring their headhunters.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.